Hello, members. This is Past Free reaching out to the members of EBC3, coming to you from the 10-10-10, another Bible study and podcast. Let me just say that I'm going to be looking at the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 through 45. Acts, chapter 2, verse 42 through verse 45. So if you will turn to that in a moment, we'll get started. But before we start our Bible study, let me mention a couple of prayer requests. We're praying for the family of George Thomas. His funeral will be on Friday, June 19th at Mount Moriah Baptist Church, 701 North Main, Elgin, Texas, at 11 o'clock. And I will be preaching the eulogy. He is related to Sister Georgianelle Thomas and Dr. Monica Woods. We're also praying for the family of Trustee Willie B. Manning. Her memorial service will be on Monday, June 22nd at Cook Walden Funeral Home at 6100 North Lamar. It will be at 1 o'clock on Monday. So please be in prayer for Donovan and Sister Manning's daughter and family. We're also continuing to pray for Trustee General Marshall. He is still in Dell Seton Hospital. Pray for his wife and for his family as well. I also want to remind you that we want to show pictures of our dads for Father's Day. So if you would like to send in a picture of your father, your husband, please send it in to the church office. Email it, I should say, to ebcoffice@sbcglobal.net. by tomorrow, Thursday, if you can. We'd appreciate that because we want to be able to honor our dads on Sunday. So let's get to our lesson today from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42 through verse 45. I was led to this passage as I thought about some of the feelings that I'm experiencing, not being able to see many of you in person and not being able to worship together. And I'm sure that some of you are feeling some of the same feelings, but we'll talk about it in a minute. The title of this Bible study is The Essence of the Church. The Essence of the Church. Let me read the passage. It says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold their property and possessions to give to anyone who had need." And certainly this is a snapshot of the beginnings of the Christian church. Jesus' followers were in that strange place between their attachments to the Jewish faith and their new faith in Jesus Christ. This fledgling community was trying to find itself with this new faith, trying to determine how to live out this faith in relation to the faith they had known, which was the Jewish faith. You can imagine that this was a small, tightly knitted group. They only had each other. There were threats from the Jews. And at the same time, there was excitement about the powerful presence of the Spirit among them. And so this group was really drawn together by their faith. They had experienced something powerful in the ministry of Jesus. They had witnessed Jesus' death and experienced Jesus' resurrection. They had experienced the indwelling of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And so this was something unusual for all of them that they could share with each other that they had experienced together. And I know that there was a lot of camaraderie among this group of people because, you know, when you have experienced something that no one else has experienced and you find others who share the same experience, there's sort of a connection that you share, and it's a powerful connection. Let me just say, beloved, I'm in my office today doing the podcast. Reverend Spears is unable to be here, so we're not in the isolated place where there isn't outside noise. So you might hear the phone ring. You might hear the doorbell ring. You might find that I might need to go up and get up and answer the door. Hopefully not. But anyway, I know that many of us miss the church. We miss being the church. We miss the church as we know it. And that's what I've been feeling. That's what I've been sensing. And I know that you're feeling the same thing. Of course, we miss the building, the sanctuary, the education building, Family Life Center, and these spaces that are familiar, these spaces that connect us to our faith, that connect us to each other, these spaces where we worship, spaces where we learn and where we teach, spaces where we serve, and even the fellowship hall where we gather together to meet and to eat. We miss all of that. And I think what we miss most is the fellowship of the church. We miss the gatherings, coming together, the greetings, seeing each other. And you know how we are. You know, it's not just, hey, brother so-and-so, hey, sister so-and-so. It's, hey, baby, how are you? Hey, sugar. Hey, honey. And we give the hugs and we give the kisses and the embraces. And we miss all that. We're not able to do that. We miss sharing worship and together, sitting in the sanctuary on Sunday, sitting in the sanctuary or the fellowship hall for Bible study and prayer meeting and just singing together and praying together. We miss serving together, you know, mission sisters and men in the brotherhood and persons in the church working together on projects, reaching out to the community. We miss all that. But what we miss most, I think, are the bonds that hold us together, the relationships that have been developed over years of togetherness, over years of sharing the same space. We miss the feeling of belonging and connecting. We miss each other, the experience of being a part of the fellowship of the saints. And I would say to you that this pandemic has really brought home to all of us the true essence of the church. What is the church? What is the essence of the church? What is the heart of the church? Is it just the building? Of course, the building is important. But I think more than that, the essence of the church is rooted in those relationships that are formed among the people of God. The essence of the church is our connectedness, our unity, our fellowship in Jesus Christ. And I think that's what we miss the most. We see that the church has meant so much to us, so much to our family, so much to us personally and individually. And as I said many times, for many people, the closest persons in their lives are the members of the church, their fellow sisters and brothers in the church. They check on each other. They share activities together. They pray for each other. They do things as sisters and brothers. And so we miss that connectedness. We miss the essence of the church. And I think if there's one positive that has come out of this whole shelter in place situation, this whole troubling situation in which we find ourselves, that positive is that we have really discovered the true meaning of being the body of Christ, the true meaning of being the church. And I think that we can glean some helpful points from revisiting the experiences of the early church in this chapter in the book of Acts. While we are still sheltering in place, there's still some things that we can share as the body of Christ. When you look more closely at this passage of scripture, the early Christians were bound together by several activities. The Bible says they were devoted to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. These components that sort of shape their fellowship, that shape their common life, I think are important components. They were devoted to the apostles' teaching. What was the apostles' teaching? We've talked about this before. The apostles, the disciples, the followers of Jesus, taught each other everything that Jesus taught them. And what did Jesus teach them? Jesus taught them about the kingdom of God. He taught them about God. He taught them about salvation. He taught them about grace. He taught them about prayer. He taught them about faith. He taught them about love. All of those things that Jesus poured into his disciples and his followers became the crux of the apostles' teaching. But the apostles' teaching was more than that. As I said earlier, these followers had experienced the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so they preached that message, the kerygma, the preaching, the good news of the early church was centered upon the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So they taught each other the stories orally, the stories of Jesus' miracles, the stories of Jesus' lessons, the story of Jesus' death, the story of Jesus' burial, the story of Jesus' resurrection, because it was that story that held them together as a community. It was that story that made them participants in this new faith centered in Jesus Christ. And so these early believers were constantly learning about their faith. They were constantly teaching each other and developing the lessons of their faith, even for the newer persons who were coming in. And beloved, we can share that while we are sheltering in place. We can share that as well. Teaching can still be a part of who we are. And we know that that's what's going on right now. We have virtual Sunday school classes. We have virtual Bible study. We're having virtual mission study and virtual discipleship training study. We're still passing out the literature. People are able now to access some of that literature online. So teaching should still be a part of what you're doing. If you have your Sunday school book, if you have your mission study guide, if you have your discipleship training materials, read them weekly and share that lesson with someone else. Call someone on the phone and do the lesson together so that we can continue the kind of study that's important. We need to be in the Word of God. And I can't say enough about being in the Word of God. I know that the president was waving the Bible, but I was wondering if he ever got in the Bible and if the Bible ever got in him. We need to be in the Word of God. So read it. Get your Bibles out, read them each day. Study your Bible, study a passage of Scripture. You know, use this time to develop what you know about your faith. So you might say, well, maybe I'll do a lesson this week looking at all the passages about love and find out what the Bible teaches about love. Or next week I'll do a study on prayer and find out what the Bible teaches about prayer. The following week I'll do a study about faith and find out the components of faith. So get into the Word of God and let the Word of God get in you. And beloved, I tell you, when the Word of God sinks down into your spirit and you face some difficulty or some trial, that word, that root of the word will seep up back into your spirit and give you guidance, give you comfort, give you direction. So this devotion to the apostles' teaching, powerful. And it's a powerful component of what we should be doing while we are sheltering in place. The Bible also says that they were devoted to the fellowship. And we know that word is koinonia, which means partnership, which means sharing, which means mutual commitment. They were devoted to their partnership in Jesus Christ. And this partnership was reflected in their gatherings. The Bible says all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold their property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. And of course, we talked about this before. Part of the reason why they sold their possessions and goods and even their homes later on was they believed in the imminent return of Christ. They never imagined that the church would be around 2,000 years later. They believed that Christ was coming back right away. So there was no need for worldly possessions. There was no need for the pursuits they had followed prior to the coming of Christ in their lives. Now, they were together. And of course, we are not able to be together like we were in the past. But we can still have fellowship. We can still have connections with each other. We can reach out to each other. Beloved, this is not the time to be a loner. This is not the time to be isolated. This is not the time to say, well, my phone hasn't, no one has called my number, so I'm not going to call anybody. Pick up the phone. Call somebody. Get your church directory out and just go through the pages. Call someone who might not expect to receive a call from you. Reach out to each other. That's a part of the fellowship of the church. FaceTime each other, for those of you who can have smartphones and know what FaceTime is. FaceTime each other. And, you know, straighten your hair out, you know, and you know, brush your hair and look at each other and see each other's faces. Skype each other or participate in some kind of Zoom call. Text each other. Send a text message. Send an email. Get a list of members and just send out an email to them. Just a pick me up. Just to say, I just want to encourage you. I just want to let you know that I'm thinking about you, that I'm praying for you. We can also carefully and wisely drop by and see each other with masks and gloves on. And maybe we just have to stand at the door and just say to each other, hey, I just dropped by just to look at you. I haven't seen you in quite a while. I just wanted to see your face and I wanted to say hi. And I wanted to do it in person. Let's go by for a greeting, or even call a member and say, I'm driving through your neighborhood and I'm going to honk and I want you to come through the door, when I drive by. And we're just going to wave at each other and say, hey, how are you? Good to see you. Praying for you. Another way to maintain fellowship is by taking some selfies. And I think I'm going to try to get the members to do that around the 4th of July. Before you get through eating the barbecue, before you get through consuming all the beverages, while you're in a good state of mind, take a selfie with your family. Take a selfie with your children. Take a selfie with your friends. And email it to the members of the church and, you know, for 4th of July and just to reach out and say, hey, we're doing fine. We're having a good time. Hope you're having a good time. Send selfies to each other. That way we can see each other. That way we can know that we are committed to this fellowship. They were devoted, beloved, to the fellowship. Another thing the Bible teaches here is they were devoted to the breaking of bread. And of course, we know the breaking of bread references these common meals that they shared, and which sort of ended with the Lord's Supper, the sharing of the Eucharist, the communion. And of course, we're not able to do that. We can't share meals like we used to. Excuse me. We have to be so careful now, but we can still participate in joint communion on First Sundays when we have communion with each other in worship. And one member has sent me a copy of a photo of her preparation for communion, her juice and her cracker and how she had set that up. And it was such a beautiful setup and a beautiful gesture. Why don't you do that? And when you're taking the Lord's Supper virtually with me, take a picture of it. You know, put the wine bottle in the waist. You know, so if you don't want anybody to know it's wine. You know, but when you put the juice or the wine in the glass and have the crackers on a saucer or a tray, take a picture of it. Take a picture of it with holding it and send an email out and send a selfie out. Or send it via text so that we can share the breaking of bread together virtually. We can see what others are doing. We can share that moment in time with each other. And then finally, the Bible says they were devoted to prayers. And of course, we know that we can do that. I know you've been doing that all this time. And I just want to encourage you about prayer. If you know we need prayer, beloved. We need it at every level. We need it in every place. We need to reach out to God and let God speak to us. Prayer provides so much strength, so much comfort, and so much direction. So I encourage you to participate in the prayer line. If you're not in the prayer line, check with our WMU president and others in the brotherhood, and their prayer lines among the members of our church that are taking place each week. Participate. It's good to hear each other pray, to hear our voices, to share those prayers. And if you don't participate in the prayer line, and if you do, you could still call each other just to catch up and pray. So that when you call members from the directory on the phone, don't end that call without saying, let's spend a few moments in prayer. You pray and allow the other persons to pray for you so that you can be fortified by the prayers of the saints, by the fellowship of prayer. You can also email prayers to each other. You can write out a prayer, the sentiments of your heart. If you're thinking about someone, if you're worried about someone, if you're praying for someone, take a few moments to write those thoughts out and email them, or send a letter, or send a text, or text a prayer just to say, you were in my thoughts today, and during my moments of meditation, I lifted you in prayer. I have a friend in Chicago who likes to draw what are called mandalas, and they're just sheets of paper with different designs on them, configurations, and she would shade in those designs with different colors, and as she would be coloring the mandala, she would be remembering somebody in prayer. And when she finished shading in the mandala, she would mail it to the person and say, I colored this in as I lifted you in prayer. What a wonderful thought. What a wonderful thing to do, to share prayer with each other. And of course, on Sundays, join the prayer time on when we worship together on Sundays. We put a list of names on the screen. I call out a list of names for prayer. When I call out those names, call out your names. Mention the names out loud of the persons that you want lifted in prayer. I won't be able to hear you, but the Lord will be able to hear you. That's what Paul said. The Spirit maketh intercession for the saints with groanings which cannot be uttered. He searches our hearts and takes our petitions to the throne of grace and shares them in our behalf before God Almighty. So what have I been trying to say with this lesson today? I've been trying to say that the essence of the church is about the people of God, and their connections with each other. We are the church. So it doesn't matter where we are at any point in time. It doesn't matter whether we worship in our homes, in our cars, in the living room, or in the sanctuary. Wherever God's people are gathered, they are the people of God. And God has promised to be with us whenever we gather in his name. And I just wanted you to remember that we are the church. And the essence of the church is what we truly miss. We miss that teaching and we miss that fellowship. We miss that connection through meals. We miss that connection through prayer, but we don't have to miss it. We can continue it. Listen to the Bible again. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold their properties and possessions to give to anyone who had need. And as I said earlier, beloved, we can still do that. We can still share teaching. We do it each week, continue to be in the Word of God. We can still share fellowship. We can reach out to each other. We can connect with each other using social media, using FaceTime, Skype, Zoom, text, or email. We can do some drive-bys or some drop-bys as safely and as carefully as possible. We can send selfies. Take pictures of your families, especially your children. Let me just toss this in. I saw Clay West and the other day, and he and his brother stopped by the church. That little fella has grown a few inches. He's got some more height on. I said, oh, my goodness, look at Clay. Look how tall he has gotten. Well, we wouldn't see that if we didn't have a selfie. Send a selfie of your babies, of your children, of each other, and let each other know what's going on. We can still be devoted to the breaking of bread. We can share communion virtually. We can share communion by sending selfies of each other taking our communion on Sundays. And we can still be devoted to prayer by using prayer as a vehicle to reach out to each other, to support each other, and praying for each other. So the essence of the church, again, is the people. The essence of the church has to do with our relationships, our connection. So we are still the church, beloved. We are still connected. And I know we miss each other. I know we miss seeing each other, but we are still together. We are still one church, one body in Christ, and we are held together by the power of the Holy Spirit. And God is going to hold us and take care of us and get us through this situation. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for reminding us today that the essence of the church really is the people, the relationships, the connections that we have as members of the body of Christ. And so, Lord, even though we miss each other, we miss seeing each other, greeting each other, hugging each other, kissing each other, we miss the fellowship, we miss the connections, we miss all that. Help us to remember we can still share that. We can still be devoted to teaching. We can still share teaching with each other. We can still be devoted to fellowship. We can still connect and reach out. We can still be devoted to breaking bread together. We can still be devoted to prayer. So help us, oh God, to get out of our shells. Help us to not be isolated. Help us to reach out to each other. Help us to do better, to continue our fellowship, to continue our connections. And Lord, continue to breathe upon us. Breathe upon our bereaved families. Comfort the Thomas family, Brother Thomas' wife, Mrs. Cheryl Thomas. Be with her. Sister Georgianelle Thomas, Dr. Monica Woods. Touch them, oh God. Touch the Manning family, Donovan Fowler and Gail Manning and the entire family. Lord, touch Dr. General Marshall. Be in his body, Lord. Heal him. Give him strength, oh Lord. Touch his wife and family. And all our sick members and shut-in members and those in nursing homes, lay your healing hand upon them and keep your arms of protection around them. And, oh God, all who are grieving, we lift them to you also in the name of Jesus. Bless Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. Bless its membership, its leadership. Bless its outreach. Bless its connection. Bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.